Good morning. Today, as we talked about with the kids, today is Gaudete Sunday. Let us rejoice. And we usually are people who do not rejoice. It just is reality. It's a big reality with me. It's a big reality with a lot of you. Is you look out sometimes in the congregation, people have what we call the perpetual scowl. You know, some of you are giving it to me at this very moment. But the reality is that the church tells us we are supposed to be people who rejoice. Rejoice. Why do we rejoice? Because we've been redeemed, because we have life. You know, when I opened up the Word of God this morning, it came to John's Gospel, the first chapter, and it says, all who came to believe in him had life, and his life was light in the world. Huh? That the God of the universe gives us life, and yet we always focus on what isn't going right way too often. In fact, when we look at the second reading today, which is what I'm going to preach on, it says, the second reading is from the letter of James, and it says here, oh, do not complain, brothers and sisters, about one another, that you may not be judged. So, do not complain. Why are we called not to complain? Now, again, I am the biggest complainer in the world, and I was taught how to complain in seminary. That's what they teach you, you know. And that's why most priests are complainers. Because when you go to seminary, you know, I entered at 17, and every semester you got an evaluation. And your evaluation, you might have, you know, all this good stuff, you know, good. Nah, that ain't what they focused on. You might do this and this good. Okay, and they'll go, okay, yeah, it's nice. But you don't do this right, you don't do this right, you don't do this right, you don't do this right. And that happens throughout all the years of seminary. So when we get ordained, we become the same type person because it's what we are trained in. Oh, you did that right? Yeah, good. Now, this is what you're not doing right here. That's the way I preach. It's the reality. And yet, last night, I preached on, let us not complain. Let us appreciate, da, da, da. And it was good. Everybody liked it, da, da, da. And then after Mass, I got up and I said, listen, this Mass, I never know what to do with the 5:15 Mass. I call it, I don't know what to do with them. We need more greeters. We need more ushers. You got to start doing something. And then afterwards, I'm thinking, boy, I complained at the end of Mass after the thing. I mean, even when you think about it, you still do it. It's so inbred in us that instead of being people who rejoice, we are people who complain. And yet the God of the universe tells us today in his word, do not complain against one another. And we do it all the time. We complain about our families. We complain about our spouses. We complain about our children. We complain about our parents. We complain about the president. We complain about the city government. We complain about our pastor. We complain, we complain, we complain. And yet God says, don't do it. Why? Because when we complain, we focus on the negative. And when we focus on the negative, we become negative. And so the God of the universe says, I want you to rejoice and be grateful for the things you got. I want you to learn to appreciate. So the first thing I think we got to do is, one, know that it's not God's will for us to complain. And we got to really deal with it. I got to really deal with this. And I got to go beyond just trying. I got to think, boy, I complain. Why am I complaining? And then I was reflecting because of the way I was brought up, da, da, da. But that's not an excuse, right? We can complain about the way we were brought up and use that as an excuse for the way we are. We can't be using these as excuses. We got to retrain our mind. We need to let the Holy Spirit come in and retrain us and start thinking about what we appreciate about others. I have a good friend. He's been a friend of mine over 30 years. And we've been having, you know, some fights lately. And as I sat there, and it's always two because, look, da 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 da. But then the Lord convicted me last week and says, listen, why don't you say what's going right? Why don't you focus on the positive instead of the negative? Because I don't want to, Lord, you know. Because for whatever, this person got me mad or da da da. And so that's what I want to focus on. And that's what the devil wants me to focus on. We always want to focus on the negative. And that's reason, because often we think that's what God does to us. right? When we think, when we come before God, that you might be doing really good in some things, but you know you come before God, and you think every time you come before God in prayer, he's going, yeah, you're doing good there, yeah, okay. But this is what you're doing wrong. And until you get this right, I'm not gonna love you. And we have this whole image about what God does to us. But it's a wrong image. The God of the universe so loved us that he gave us his only son. That's what we celebrate at Christmas. And so if God comes and he appreciates us so much, even when we were in sin, he sent his son to die for us. He didn't sit there and say, hey, you're not worthy of it. He says, you know, you're not worthy, but I love you. He focused on the positive and he gave his son for love of us. And so what we got to learn to do is start to be people who start to become people who appreciate and start focusing on what we appreciate about others instead of what we don't appreciate. And it got to start, of course, in our families. You know, again, there's always people in your family that's going to make you mad because they didn't do something you thought they should have done today. And again, the devil will say, focus on it, and he'll pick on it. And then you'll get irritated, and you can tell by your face. It just, But the reality, God says, I want you to focus on what you appreciate about that person. What do you appreciate about your spouse? What do you appreciate about your wife, your son, your mother, your father, your son, your daughter? Focus on it. Think about what we become sometimes, even as parents. You ever sit there and think about how often we say, you ever hear people would say, and I get this all the time, because whenever I'm introduced to give a speech or something, they'll say, Father Larry is someone who tells it like it is. You ever heard that about me? Does he tells it like it is? But isn't that interesting that they say that because I say the hard things nobody else wants to say? But that's not a good reputation to have. Why don't you just say, is that so that's why you get a reputation is because you say things that are hard. That's good. You say, you know, you're not going to tickle people's ears. No, but if it's amazing when we say the things, he only says it like it is, there's always good and there's always bad. Why do I and why do we focus on what's the bad? Both are present there. There's usually, 9 times out of 10, a lot more good than there is bad, but we focus on the bad. Again, we complain. A homily can be a complaint thing. But so I gotta sit there and think, no, I gotta start appreciating what's good. And so we gotta talk about that too. So think about it. So after we say, okay, it's not God's rule for me for complaining, he's very explicit today. There's not even a, I wonder if God says, thinks I shouldn't complain. He's very explicit about today. Do not complain against one another. Okay, is there any questions? So after he tells us not to complain, and then today we're called to rejoice, so we gotta actually start thinking. So one of the things that I encourage you, when someone in your life starts bothering you, and you start complaining about them, at least interiorly, then start writing a note about what you like about them, what you appreciate about them. You're gonna have to write it down, right? Because what happens is, again, Jesus, most of the Pharisees, when they had to deal with Jesus, they took offense at him, meaning they complained about him. And Jesus says today in the gospel, blessed are those who take no offense at me. And again, some of us are looking always to be offended. We're looking for what someone doesn't do right. We're looking for, you know, how, okay, you might be good at this, but you're not good at that. Or how come you do this? And we become these negative people, and we think that we're of God the more negative we are. Really? Is that the way Jesus did things? When Jesus was confronted with a great sinner? He said, you're a horrible sinner. Ah, you're going to hell. That ain't the way Jesus dealt with the sinners. He dealt with the Pharisees that way because that's what they needed. But the sinners, he treated with such love and compassion. He appreciated the good in them and brought that forward. And then his love got them through to repentance of life. Again, as I've said 1,000 times, and what I'm learning more and more in my life, is that the only thing that brings others to repentance is love of them, not judgment of them, right? It's just the reality. And so that begins in our family. So I'd encourage you, when you're getting irritated with others, sit down, stop, and start writing what you appreciate about these people. And start focusing on that instead of the negative. The devil will keep, no, there's nothing you could appreciate about this person. Oh, shut up, you married them. There is something good about them when you married them, right? Because sometimes we get so focused on our spouses about what's wrong with them. Or our kids. Most people here, all people here, have great kids, right? Now, you often focus on, I'm going to kill my child. Well, there's the good there too. So for your children, you got to sit there and start writing down, what do I appreciate about them? And then it might be a good idea to tell them what you appreciate about them instead of saying, because if all you do is complain about them, they're not going to want to be around mom and dad. It's just that simple. Why should I want to be? They make me feel worse about myself, especially our teenagers. Teenagers hate themselves by definition. And when their parents call and pile on them, they make them hate themselves more. So why don't you retrain yourself to, let's say I'm going to start saying every day what's good about my kid. Years ago when I was doing a parish, I was doing a men's conference, there was a kid in the back, and the more I talked, the more he had a, you know, one of these black, he had black fingernail polish, he had the high black boots, he had the black coat on, he had a mohawk, and every time I'd say something, in the back, there was almost 1,000 men there going, and I thought, I'm missing this kid. And as I'm running out of the church at the end of the day, because I had to go give another parish mission somewhere else, this kid comes running towards me. And I thought, oh, he's going to kill me. He's going to kill me. It's going to be one of these things. And he handed me a little piece of paper, which I still carry my Bible everywhere I go. And it says on the outside, and I thought, oh, it's a hateful letter, which I get a lot of. And I got the hateful. I thought, okay, now he really let me have it. So I went and sat in the car, and I thought, okay, just let's deal with it. And I opened it up, and in the out, it said in Latin, which I don't know, so he explained it, peace everywhere. And then you open it up, and it says, maybe one kid in 1,000 dies from too much praise. But every minute a kid dies inside from lack of it. That what happens, this kid was saying, that we are in such need of praise and affirmation. We need to be built up. We need to focus on what we appreciate. And if you don't have teenagers, again, focus on your spouse, focus on appreciating, or the people you work with, or your parish, or whatever it happens to be. Instead of complaining, write down what you appreciate. And focus on that. When you do that, you will become a person who rejoices, where Gaudete Sunday becomes something real in your life instead of just something the church does and we wear pink or whatever people who like to wear pink wear. But the reality is, we are called to rejoice. And the way we rejoice is not complaining, but affirming. So are you a complainer? Are you an affirmer? And if you're not an affirmer, it's time for all of us to repent. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Nature knows love today and forever. Amen. And I won't complain to you at the end of homily if at the thing here at the, when I do, I hope there's nothing to complain about anyway in the, when I'm doing the things at the end of Mass, the announcements. Let us stand and let us profess our faith. I believe in one God.